Me for cocktail cherry. This is a life. This is a life. This is a life of life.
Hello, hello, and good evening. Welcome to the show. This is the Ragged Phonograph program here live on WFMU. I'm Mike the Barber, prepared to bring you one full hour, counted 60 minutes of original ragtime and popular music from the first quarter of the 20th century, and so much more. I know you love the so much more. We got Jack Norworth on the program, Nora Bays just around the corner, Henry Burr started out with the Varsity 8. I'll get back to all that when we come back around after these next three tunes. Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
now time rather came in, for there is no path and play.
Winning women,
for the love of
how it's done, that's what nobody discovers, not even an Edison.
With one you have to flirt and flutter,
so and so and so and so,
and look a lot terribly at her,
so and so and so and so,
and other like you when you bluster,
so and so and so and so,
and while you meet her you confess to
so and so and so and so,
one asks for tenderness, I'm flagging,
so and so and so and so,
another always lagging, nagging,
so and so and so and so,
and other likes instead is laughter,
ha 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 ha.
The Merry Widow by Franz Lehár premiered in New York City back in 1907 onto an incredible 5,000, count them, 5,000 performances worldwide, establishing the operetta as the dominant stage entertainment in the years leading up to the First World War. Now, the artist Frank Stanley was pretty taken with the words and the music of the tune you heard there entitled Women, recording it with the Columbia Quartet and choosing it as the premier recording of the group, aptly renamed the Peerless Quartet, who you heard there for Victor. And Archaeophone, and I quote, says the recording sounds as fresh today as it did in 1907. An energetic and effective, I'd even say effervescent, song by four young men about, quote, courting girls, 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 end quote. Thank you, Archaeophone Records. Before that, we had an instrumental number by the Victor Military Band from 1911, Slippery Place Rag. Now, a lot of these instrumental march-type rags or blues or cakewalks, sometimes the title is kind of just from out of nowhere, and it doesn't really make sense to the title or the melody, I should say, or the feel of the song. But that one actually does, and I thought it was pretty neat, entitled Slippery Place Rag, how it kind of has this kind of pull, and you hear the trombone kind of sliding, and I just picture banana peels all over the place. Who's going to clean up these damn banana peels all over? I've yet to see a person slip on an actual banana peel in real life. We had Nora Bays in there, and in all honesty, I'll just come out and say it. It's a double disc I have here in front of me, and I meant to play the other disc, really. I meant to play the 18th track from the other disc, which was more of a rabble-rousing tune than you heard there, but I don't believe in cutting it. Once it starts, you just gotta go with it. It's like just a bowling ball being sent down the alley. There's no coming back. Can't go run down there and get it. Well, you could, but they'll probably kick you out. Nora Bays, Please Keep Out of My Dreams from December 8th of 1916 for the Victor label. She co-wrote that along with Elsa Maxwell. Mike the Barber here on the Ragged Phonograph program here on WFMU, alternating every other every other Tuesday evening with my pal DJ Mac, who will be back next week. You may have heard him mention last week when he was on that we were away. We were both in Italy, but two totally different trips. But it's good to be back. Glad to be back behind the mic. And no pun intended. All right, let's move forward to some modern music. I use that term very loosely. From 1934, here's the Four Aces with In the Shade of the Old Apple Tree.
In the shade of the old apple tree, where the love in your eyes I could see, where the voice that I heard like the song of the bird seemed to whisper sweet music to me. I could hear the dull buzz of the bee in the blossoms as you said to me, with a heart that is true, I'll be waiting for you in the shade of the old apple tree.
And a rhythm that's cute, and it's known by the name of the two-trumpet-two. Oh, what do you think of that? There's a deal that you feel for the old-fashioned flute, but it ain't got a thing on the two-trumpet-two. Oh, what do you think of that?
Skillet about money way.
This is a form of adoration. simply lost with admiration. There's a swing that will fling to the end of your days, and you fall for the call of this new kind of grave. That is the two trumpet two.
Think you may recognize that voice. Asa Yolson, a.k.a. Al Jolson, in 1925, just at the start of the electric recording era, as opposed to before that, recordings were made acoustically. And there's just not enough time to go into that if you don't know what I'm talking about right now, so I apologize. I'm Sitting on Top of the World, song by Ray Henderson, Sam Lewis, and Joe Young. What a killer trio songwriting team. That was Carl Fenton and his orchestra backing up Mr. Jolson on that Brunswick recording. Recorded in New York City, December 21st of 1925. And then a song that was 10 years after that one, we had Harry Roy, who was born back in 1900, doing Two Trumpet Two, labeled as a foxtrot. And that was Billy Curry out on vocals. That was recorded on my birthday, February 26, back in 35, at the Mayfair Hotel. And then we had a nice harmony recording by the Four Aces late in 34. Van Alstyne and Williams, the writers behind, of course, the old favorite, In the Shade of the Old Apple Tree. It goes back about three decades before the Four Aces had their hand at it. All right, we're almost halfway through the program now, and I want to get to this next one. Arthur Collins, who had a really mammoth career in the late 19th century and the early 20th century. He was paired a lot with Byron G. Harlan for the Collins and Harlan duet. And I think it was Arthur, though, that had such a, I guess, like, dirty, dark, swarthy complexion. They actually called him the pirate in the business. And this Arthur Collins hit, it remained popular for years. It's pretty, not a sterile recording, but, you know, for holding up now 110 years, it's a pretty clean recording. Like I was saying, it was popular from about late in 07 through the end of 1908. And beyond, really. It was in part because the Victor label reissued the single-sided version of this tune in one of their earliest batches of double discs, pairing it with Collins' old favorite from 1902, a song called Any Rags, which Groucho Marx referenced in one of their movies, I can't remember. As a duet, the Dylan brothers, William and Lawrence, who were the writers behind this, it provided the songwriting or song singing team of Collins and Harlan with a success on Edison, Columbia, and Victor, and carried on. Anyway, it's one of the long, I've said this for years, I want to compile specifically a whole program dedicated to long-winded titles. Lots of early songs had extremely ridiculously long titles. This is one of them from 07. Here is Every Little Bit, added to what you've got, makes just a little bit more.
When I was a boy, my father said to me, always try to be a Carnegie. Save up every penny, boy, that you may earn, and you may in turn have money to burn. Never spend your money for those foolish things, such as buying autos and diamond rings. Just keep on a-pushing till you forge ahead. You're a long time dead, he said. Every little bit added to what you've got makes just a little bit more. That's the lesson that I learned while at school. Two and two make four. Save up your pennies and all of your rocks, and you'll always have tobacco in your old tobacco box. For every little bit added to what you've got makes just a little bit more. When I was a boy at school, the kids would say, let's run away from school today. Every time I did it, Daddy's wise, you see, and on his knee he would take me. He would never try to cover up his tracks. He always got down to bare facts. What he's getting at, it wasn't hard to tell. Oh, I yell, oh! Every little bit added to what you've got makes just a little bit more. Every day on his knee, Daddy took me with my face turned towards the floor. He beat time to the Star-Spangled Banner true and gave three cheers for the red, white, black, and blue. For every little bit added to what you've got makes just a little bit more. Every little bit added to what you've got makes just a little bit more. Every day on his knee, Daddy took me with my face turned towards the floor. He beat time to the Star-Spangled Banner true and gave three cheers for the red, white, black, and blue. For every little bit added to what you've got makes just a little bit more.
Jane, when she started in the playing, gosh, a ding it, Farmer Brown thought surely that he'd go insane. The tune she played, well, it started him a-dancing. He danced until he fell exhausted by her side. When he came to, he cried, oh, darling daughter, tell me what you're playing. And then to him she replied, it's called the Reuben Rag. Oh, my loving pa, Reuben Rag. Oh, my darling, my Farmer Brown. That sort of thing, I could dance to that ever-loving strain all the year. Don't stop this. I'll bring my fiddle here and gosh, I'll help you grab. Here we are, let her go. Gosh, just sing it, play it slow. Start the beginning of the Reuben. beginning of the Reuben. Oh, you hasty, all that ever-loving Reuben Rack. Reuben Rack. Oh, my lovely pa, Reuben Rack. Oh, my darling, my farmer Brown said Saturday I could dance to that ever-loving strain all the year. Don't stop this. I'll bring my fiddle here and gosh, I'll help you drag. Here we are, let her go. Gosh, play it slow and start the beginning of the Reuben. Reuben, I've been thinking, start the beginning of the Reuben. Oh, you boob, ha, ha, that ever-loving Reuben rag.
My lovey came back to me. Was such a lonely old shack till Santa Claus broke down my doors and brought me around my little used to be. I don't know where she hid or what she did. Only know she was breaking my heart. She returned her kisses burned. Somebody else made her terribly smart. My lovey came back with love as strong as Applejack. How busy I'll be. My lovey came back to me.
Cliff Edwards in 1923, what I believe was one of his first, if not the first, vocal session that he had up until then, is kind of background effing, as he would do, or just ukulele playing. But that was to kick him off in December 10th of 23. Lovey Came Back, a song written by Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and Lou Handman. And if you're familiar with earlier music, you heard that first lyric was sort of a tipping of the hat to the Stephen Foster song Old Black Joe from 70 years before that recording was done. We had, believe it or not, that was Sophie Tucker before that, one of her earliest recordings from 1910, Reuben Rag. And she was quoted as saying when she first heard her voice coming out of the phonograph, she thought she sounded like a foghorn. It was ghastly to her, and thought she sounded just terrible. And it probably was, but it was such a fascination and it was an invention, you know? And the idea that disembodied sound could exist at that point, by 1910, I mean, they were pretty much already on a roll. Columbia Records was around for 20 years. Anyway, Soph. Every Little Bit Added to What You've Got Makes Just a Little Bit More by Arthur Collins. Spoke about that. Mike the Barber here, the Ragged Phonograph Program here on WFMU. Every other Tuesday evening, coming to you live from good old Jersey City. All right, let's go forward. Let's go to the year of 1932 right now. An exciting one. Phil Spitlani's music. Now's the time to fall in love.
Now the time to fall in love. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker gave the price a downward shove. Grab yourself someone to fry your eggs and bacon. She can live just like a queen on what you're making. Cause this and that's a lot cheaper, a flat's a lot cheaper. Now the time to fall in love.
She can live just like a queen on what you're making. Cause this and that's a lot cheaper, a flat's a lot cheaper. Now's the time to fall in love.
My honest advice is, at these current prices, now's the time to fall in love. A preacher will splice you for less than he used to. Now's the time to turtle dove. If you can't afford a flat, then do like you. He's that guy in Cuba who lives in a boom, boom, boom. To make your money get full of work, just outfit at Woolworth. Now's the time to fall in love.
Thank you. by 10. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, I start saying goodbye again. When the dim, dim dawning is, I start yawning. I'm kissing my sweetie goodnight, goodnight. Sweet dreams, goodnight,
on the Isle of Capri that I found her, beneath the shade of an old walnut tree. Oh, I can still see the flowers blooming round her, where we met on the Isle of Capri. She was as sweet as a rose at the dawning, but somehow fate hadn't meant her for me. And though I sailed with the tide in the morning, still my heart's on the Isle of Capri. Summertime was nearly over, blue Italian sky above. I said, lady, I'm a rover, can you spare a sweet word of love? She whispered softly, it's best not to linger. And then as I kissed her hand, I could see she wore a plain golden ring on her finger. Was goodbye on the Isle of Capri.
Ray Noble on the keys along with his orchestra in 1934, and then Al Boley out on front on the microphone. Well, behind the microphone, but he's in front of the band. A foxtrot, of course, Isle of Capri. I didn't get a chance to go to Capri. Next trip, next visit. We had one of my favorites that Paul Whiteman ever did, and it's such a, it's kind of like not such a Paul Whiteman sounding song, really. But it was from 1932, November, and Irene Taylor is just at her finest, at her peak, at her moment in this tune. It's such a good idea for a song, and it's lovely, and it's charming, and it's upbeat, and up-tempo, and fantastic. In the dim, dim dawning, Stanley Adams, Al Goodhart, and Al Hoffman, the writers behind that. Now, Mildred Bailey left Paul Whiteman's band in September of 32, and even though Ramona Davies was already on the payroll, Miss Irene Taylor was brought in for dates in November and December of that year. Taylor, who you heard there, was actually no stranger to Paul Whiteman, having recorded Mississippi Mud back in 28. The last time she made a record was that year. But a recording career didn't always correspond with broadcast successes, as was pretty common during those years. And Taylor was on the air far more often than, unfortunately, scant trail of shellacs would indicate. And she recorded a handful of solo sides in 1933 and then a few more with Seeger Ellis, 38 to 40. And in that tune, she's given the verse and the chorus and then gets a nice little vocal spot at the close of the song in the dim, dim dawning. Hope you enjoyed as much as I am. And that was on my pal and yours, rest in peace, Rich Connolly, from his Big Broadcast Volume 6 CD, 20s and 30s tunes. And what I have in there, I think I had a hit in the week, or a hit of the week, which is even better. Recording from Phil Spitlani's music, Now's the Time to Fall in Love, indeed. All right, we got 13 minutes left to go on the program before Samantha's up next here on WFMU. And let's keep it international. Let's go to Copenhagen now with the Varsity 8 again from 1924.
By Billy Murray, Edison Records.
A friend of mine, a patriotic crank. He loved to play a patriotic prank. He used to really rave, a flag he used to wave, because he had some money in the bank. He traveled round the world and spent his coin, and landed back here in the Tenderloin. Without a single two, a song I sing to you, the chorus that he wrote I know you'll join. Makes no difference if you're Yankee, English, Irish, Scotch, or Dutch. If your bank check's there and it's on the square, you needn't care if you're here or there. When you're rich, you're the smoke. When you're broke, it's a joke. It's the man behind the dough that gets the call. With a good supply of money, everything is milk and honey under any old flag at all. They never ask your name around the earth. They only ask you just how much you're worth. They'll jolly you along and sing your native song and gladly cheer the land that gave you birth. If you want to be a hero bold and brave, an awful lot of trouble you can save. If you'll take a tip from me, wherever you chance to be, a fountain pen's the only thing to wave. Makes no difference if you're Yankee, English, Irish, Scotch, or Dutch. If your bank check's there and it's on the square, you needn't care if you're here or there. When you're rich, you're the smoke. When you're broke, it's a joke. It's the man behind the dough that gets the call. With a good supply of money, everything is milk and honey under any old flag at all.
The lovely and talented Ruth Etting. Sad. Sad voice. Sad voice. I've actually, and maybe some of you, have had the pleasure in the tri-state area of hearing Miss Tamar Korn do her version of Ruth Etting's Lonesome and Sorry. And boy, is it just a tearjerker. It is just goes on and on. Ruth Etting, born back in 1903, probably now best known, if still known, for being portrayed by Doris Day in the 55 biopic Love Me or Leave Me. But her own vocal prowess as Queen of the Torch Singers led her to star in many Broadway shows and to a film career. The pianist there was Rube Bloom, no stranger to the program. We had You heard the intro, Billy Murray in 08, doing George M. Cohan's Under Any Old Flag at All. Now, George had the show The Talk of New York, and it associated that tune as a flag-waving classic. Now, Cohan's recent hit, 45 Minutes from Broadway, curiously lacked any of the songwriter's trademark patriotic anthems, but he put matters right and put the public in their seat with Your Grand Old Rag in 07 from George Washington Jr., and then that follow-up you heard there. And at this time, Cohan had recently divorced from his wife of 8 years, stage partner Ethel Levy. He then wed Agnes Nolan, sister-in-law of his business partner Sam H. Harris. How about that for a little TMZ-style gossip? All right, Mike the Barber here, and we are shorter and shorter on time, so I better just jump into it. Here's the four modern airs in 39.
I was strolling out one evening
by the silvery moon.
I could hear somebody singing a familiar tune.
So I stopped a while to listen, not a word I wanted to miss.
It was just somebody serenading
something like this. Oh, Mandy, there's a minister handy,
and it sure would be dandy if we'd let him make a fee.
So don't you linger, here's the ring for your finger.
Isn't it a humdinger?
Come along, let the wedding chimes bring happy times for Mandy and me.
Andy, no one could really say it like you. The four modern airs before that with Berlin's Immortal Mandy. Thank you so much for listening. Mike the Barber here on WFMU. I'll catch you 2 weeks from now. Mac is back next week on next Tuesday evening. Samantha's up next here on WFMU. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WFMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Thank you. Thank you.